continuing with the physical and the spiritual bounties that are found in the grave. And a person generally goes somewhere. For example, a person is going for Hajj. Then he will, firstly, that Hajj trip is something that he'll be looking forward to, desirous that he's going to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are certain times, there are certain things that may make that Hajj more special to a person. For example, his close friends are joining him for that Hajj trip. Those friends that he knows, those pious friends, that he got a good association with, he likes them. Maybe one person is his sheikh, one person is that close sati of his, others that are with him. But because they are around him, they make it more special, they make that trip more nice. The person feels better wherever he's going to the airport, his satis are there with him. When the person is boarding the plane, he's got his friends there with him. When they're disembarking, his satis are there with him. When they're doing that umrah, the satis are there with him. So whatever now a person is doing, he's got these friends, these satis that are close to him, they're around him. So that also adds to the special favor that this person is enjoying. So here we will see in today's hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes special satis for a person, special companions for a person in the qabr also. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي إِنَّ الْمَيِّتَ إِذَا وُضِعَ فِي قَبْرِهِ إِنَّهُ يَسْمَعُ خَفْقَ نِعَالِهِمْ حِينَ يُوَلُّونَ عَنْهُ فَإِنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَانَتِ الصَّلَاةُ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ وَكَانَ الصِّيَامُ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ وكانت الزكاة عن شماله وكان فعل الخيرات من الصدقة والصلة والمعروف والإحسان إلى الناس عند رجليه فيؤتى من قبل رأسه فتقول الصلاة ما قبلي مدخل ثم يؤتى عن يمينه فيقول الصيام ما قبلي مدخل ثم يؤتى عن يسار فتقول الزكاة ما قبلي مدخل ثم يؤتى من قبل رجليه فتقول فعل الخيرات من الصدقة والصلة والمعروف والإحسان إلى الناس ما قبلي مدخل وفي آخر الحديث فيعاد الجسد إلى أصله من التراب ويجعل روحه في النسيم الطيب وهو طير أخضر تعلق في شجر الجنة. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I take an oath in the name of that being in whose control my life is. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would say anything, there was no need for him to take an oath. But because of extra emphasis, and to emphasize a point for people like us, to emphasize and to show the importance, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take an oath to emphasize. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take an oath in the name of that being in whose control my life is, when the deceased is placed in his grave. Why this is sometimes in our mind, in our weak mind, it may be, person may think it's difficult, what is difficult to happen. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying it, number one, that is 100% true. And over and above that, he's taking an oath to show us that this is definitely 100% true. Don't even entertain any doubt. So when a deceased is placed in his grave, he hears the sounds of the shoes of the people when they turn away and they leave him. So as now the people are leaving the Qabristan, deceased, he's listening to the footsteps of those people that are going away. If he was a believer, salah comes to his head side. Now this person was a true believer. Now the satis are coming. The satis, companions are coming. What comes? The namaz that this person was reading every day. He may have took it light, like how sometimes we take our salat light, we're just reading our salat. But we don't realize that one day that salat will come to our assistance. So that namaz now comes by his head side. Fasting comes to his right, the roza that he used to keep in the heat and the difficulty, wake up early for the cherry, sometimes he'll feel thirsty, sometimes he'll feel hungry, long days, all that fasting that he used to keep, now he'll see that fast coming to his right hand side. So he got his salat at his head side, he got his fasting that at his right hand side. Zakat comes to his left hand side, zakat now that is charity that he would give, would come to his left hand side. The good works of charity, maintaining family ties, and acts of kindness to people come to his leg side. So at his leg side comes his good works, his charity, his maintaining family ties, and other acts of kindness to which he showed people. When the punishment approaches from his head side, Salah says, there is no access for, so there is no access for you from my side. So now the satis actually act as bodyguards for this person. If any punishment, when the punishment comes, if this punishment, then this, what happens is the first thing that happens is when it comes from his head side, Salah says, there is no access for you from my side. When it comes to him from his right hand side, fasting says, there is no access for you from my side. When it comes from his left side, Zakat says, there is no access for you from my side. When it approaches him from his leg side, the acts of kindness which he did to people say, there is no access for you from our side. Complete bodyguard, complete entourage of security guards is got there. His sati is that with him, completely protecting him, not allowing from any side any type of punishment to come. The following is stated towards the end of this hadith. The body is then returned to its original state of soil. This is with the majority of people, while the bodies of some people remain intact. This is Allah Pak's favor. Some bodies you'll find digging after many, many years, the bodies are still intact. So there isn't such a thing that if a body is decomposed, then it's a sign that it was a bad person. And if it is 100% intact, then only this person was a good person. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a sign for us that he keeps a certain pious person's body intact. But it doesn't mean that if a person's body was decomposed, that person was not a pious person. So anyway, would most people, this is what this is saying, that would most people, their bodies would decompose and become soil. So this person, his soul remains in a gentle breeze or amongst the pure souls that embeds itself in a green bird which attaches itself to a tree of paradise. According to some traditions in Sharhi Sudur, the soul enters the grave. This could either be the beginning of the burial as gauged from other traditions, or due to its intense attachment to the body. However, after the body disintegrates, this attachment also decreases. As the body is disintegrating, the attachment of the soul to the body also gets less and less, until it reaches a point and there is no attachment to that physical body anymore. Now it's just the person's ruh, person's soul that continues. Therefore, when we are feeding ourselves and making effort on our physical bodies, which is very, very important, person should make an effort to keep himself healthy and fit, etc. But he should also have to remind himself that there is a point where this physical body is going to come to an end. It's going to decompose, and that is the end of it. But the spiritual body that Allah has given us, this ruh, this soul, this is going to continue and continue and continue. So let me also take care of that spiritual body of minds. Let me take care of that ruh of minds. Let me feed that ruh, like how I want to feed proteins and nutritional things to my physical body. Let me also feed nutritional things to my physical, my ruh. Those things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tilawat of Quran, salat, those acts of kindness, those acts of charity, fasting, etc. All the good actions are now food for the soul. Let me feed the soul, because this is the thing that is really going to last forever. So a person puts more emphasis on feeding that soul and keeping that soul strong and healthy, because the soul will be, the soul is the thing that will continue forever. And like that, a person, every day he takes out time and sees that, let me feed it. And how he protects his physical bodies from harm, example, he won't go into the fire, he won't go into the rain, or he won't expose himself to extreme cold, while he's taking physical care of that body of his. Like that, a person should look after that soul. Let me not expose this soul to sins. Those areas, those places that are doubtful, those areas, those places where sin are taking place, where gunas are taking place, let me save this spiritual body Allah Pak has given me, this ruh, the soul. Let me save it from these areas of guna. So this is the precaution he's taking for that spiritual self that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of bringing these beautiful qualities in our lives. It's not something that will be wasted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show it to us one day. This was the benefit of all your actions, and how it will please a person on that day when he sees it and he requires it the most. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.